Beep, 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
Each day, the world becomes more colorful as autumn settles in here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find Steve and Sam Zucchini playing with their train set in the clubhouse living room.
This little blue engine is my favorite train.
Oh, I like the red one.
Well, this one has to pick up supplies. Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys. Are you ready for the magic show?
Are you still trying to perform magic tricks?
Yep, and I found this old black top hat in the basement, and I made a magic wand out of this pencil.
Ooh.
Now I'm ready to make magic happen.
Up, oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Sam speaking.
How you doing? It's Mr. Tuba the Milkman.
Oh, hi, Mr. Tuba.
Had to deliver the milk a little late today, and I just want to make sure you got it.
Sure did.
So what are you boys up to?
Well, Jack's getting ready to do a magic show.
Hope he doesn't try anything dangerous.
I think he's going to try to keep it pretty simple and just pull animals out of hats and things like that.
All right, sounds like you got everything under control. But if you do decide to try to make cars disappear or anything like that, you'll probably want to get Mom and Dad to help you out. Or at least enlist the help of a trusted adult.
Remember the adults you trust. Check with them first, you must. You've got these grown-up people we call trusted adults.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
All right, I'm just about ready to perform my next magic trick. I'll take this piece of paper, which I formed into a funnel shape, and I'll pour this glass of cold water into it.
Cool.
All the while, I'll be holding it above the head of a volunteer from the audience.
Oh, not cool.
But the water's just going to come out the other end, all over the person's head.
Yeah. Could I get an audience member to volunteer? How about you, Sam?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to give Steve a chance. I mean,
No, that's okay. You can go.
Okay. I don't know if I believe this is going to work.
If you believe you can dance, you can dance.
Hey, I'm dancing. Wow. Look at me go.
If you believe you can sing, you can sing.
Bow, 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 bow.
all pretend we are cold. I'm so cold.
Let's shiver and shake.
Shiver and shake. It's snowing.
Wow, we made it snow.
Do you want to get wet? I bet if you try, rain will fall from the sky. See? We're really good at this. This is cool.
Just heard a song from Blue's big musical movie soundtrack, and well, Jack did perform his magic trick on Sam.
Yes, and now I'm all wet.
I don't think I said the right magical words to make that water disappear. Never fear, I have many more tricks up my clever sleeve. Just you wait and see.
Well, I mean,
maybe you should get a bunny rabbit or something and make it disappear.
Two or three. But if you don't have any money, I'll give you money. Cause there are just too darn many bunnies for me. There's bunnies all over the place, bunnies under my feet, bunnies in my bed. Every place I go, there's sticky little bunnies.
A song from Spike Jones.
So, Jack, what magic trick will you be performing next?
Well, I wasn't able to locate a rabbit, but I have a couple ideas that are guaranteed to work.
Maybe you should keep it simple.
Yeah, like try making an ice cube float.
Ever wonder why ice cubes float? The answer can be found in everyday science. As you know, ice cubes are frozen water. The molecules in water are bound tightly together, but when that water freezes, the molecules arrange themselves in a hexagonal shape with a large, empty space in the middle, and that's why ice is less dense than water. Which leads us to why ice cubes float, and straight into this glass of water. Okay, here we are, on the rocks. Although at our size, those ice cubes look more like icebergs. I can tell you why ice floats in two words. Archimedes' principle. Of course, Archimedes' principle takes a bit more explaining. The whole idea is, when you place something like our ice cube in water, the water will push against it and support its weight. Hold on. Okay, this support is called buoyancy force. If buoyancy force is more than or equal to an object's weight, then the object will float. If the object weighs more than the buoyancy force, it'll sink. Since this ice we're sitting on is less dense than water, it floats. Say someone dropped a stone in this glass of water. Because the stone is denser than water, it's heavier than the buoyancy force. So it sinks. Well, that should give you something to pore over today. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just about ready to perform my next magic trick.
Couldn't we take a little break from the magic show?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, we'll have a very short intermission, right, and then get ready. I've got big magical plans in store.
It's time for a poem. The Little Blue Engine, from Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends.
The little blue engine looked up at the hill. His light was weak, his whistle was shrill. He was tired and small, and the hill was tall. And his face blushed red as he softly said, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. So he started up with a chug and a strain. And he puffed and he pulled with might and main. And slowly he climbed a foot at a time. And his engine coughed as he whispered soft, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. With a squeak and a creak and a toot and a sigh. With an extra hope and an extra try. He would not stop. And now he neared the top. And strong and proud he cried out loud, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. He was almost there when crash, smash, bash. He slid down and smashed into engine hash on the rocks below. Which goes to show, though you may be tough, if the hill is rough, thinking you can just ain't enough.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Haskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. At the top of the news today, there's a man in downtown Zucchini Land who thinks he can make things disappear. To find out whether or not he can, let's go to Coward O'Sell, who has the story. Coward.
Coward O'Sell here, live downtown Zucchini Land with,
My name's Lucky.
Lucky. And now, Lucky, we've come down here because you claim you can make things disappear.
Absolutely. How about that person over there eating a hot dog?
Okay.
I think I'll make that disappear.
Hey, what's going on? I'm hungry.
Lucky, how'd you do that?
Wait, it gets better. I can make something bigger disappear. How about that car over there?
Well, not so sure.
Hey! Look what you've done! In my
opinion, that is rude. It's my new Mercedes-Benz 400 with leather seating, the best walnut burl dashboard, in my opinion. It's great.
Lucky, I think your magic powers could make some people very upset, as we can see.
Okay, I'll bring it back.
Yeah, that'd probably
my talents sometimes bother some.
There we are. Wow, Lucky.
Hey!
I can't get over it. How'd you do that? Some trick, some electrical force? Did you... Oh.
Coward. Coward, come in, coward. Coward. Coward, come in. Uh-oh. Well, time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. Fall is shaping up nicely here in Zucchini Land. Sunny and breezy. Looks like tomorrow will be just as nice. Must be magic. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. Yes, my brother had a parrot that could recite the alphabet while performing magic tricks. And I always wondered how he did that. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
I went to a zoo, saw a parrot in a cage. She was a talking bird, all the rage. As people walked by, she'd talk and chat. So I asked her parrot, how did you do that? At the same old place, saw a lizard on a leaf changed so many colors beyond belief. Without any effort, changed colors as he sat. And I said, hey, lizard, how did you do that? How'd you do that? How'd you, would you do that? Like a parrot in a cage to talk and chat. Or a lizard on a leaf change colors as he sat. And I sat and wondered, how'd you do that? When I got home, my cat fell from a tree, landed on her legs and walked by me. Seemed unusual, not for a cat. So I asked my tabby, how'd you do that? How'd you do that? How'd you, would you do that? Like a parrot in a cage talk and chat, or a lizard on a leaf change colors as he sat. And now my tabby lands like that. Yeah.
Meow.
I saw a caterpillar crawl across my lawn, climb up a tree, take a snooze from a yawn. About a month later, flew an acrobat, and as he fluttered by, I said, how'd you do that? How'd you do that to a parrot that chats? How'd you do that to a lizard that's sad? How'd you do that to my landing cat? How'd you do that, you flying acrobat? How'd you do that? How'd you, would you do that? How'd you do that? How'd you, would you do that? How'd you do that? How'd you do that? A parrot, lizard, tabby, and acrobat. A parrot, lizard, tabby, and acrobat. A parrot, lizard, tabby, and acrobat.
That was a song from Steve Pallera and his Cool Beans Band.
Okay, everyone, gather around. I'm about to perform my most amazing magic trick.
Yeah. Oh, clubhouse door. I got it.
Hey, Susan.
Hey there. I'm taking a homework break, so I thought I'd stop by and see what you're up to.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Hey, you're just in time. Jack's about to perform his most amazing magic trick.
Yeah. All right. I like magic.
Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. I will now place Sam's little blue engine in my magical hat and make it disappear.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. We're ready.
All right. Sam's train is now inside my magic hat. I'll say a few magic words, tip the hat upside down, and the train will not fall out because it will have disappeared into thin air.
Okay.
Wow.
Hocus pocus. Abracadabra. Voila!
I don't think it worked.
No, it didn't. Okay. I know. I didn't say enough magic words.
Yeah, right. That's yeah.
Hocus pocus. Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
I don't know.
Maybe he's
got any quotes, Susan?
I sure do.
The quote of the day is...
You are never given a wish without also being given the power to make it true. You may have to work for it, however. Richard Bach.
I wish I could make this train disappear. I mean, I said all the magic words.
Hmm. Maybe what you need is a magic kit.
Something with instructions that show you how to perform magic.
Yeah, Jack. I think there's more to it than just saying magical words.
Yeah.
You'll have to learn the tricks of the trade.
Maybe you could save your allowance and buy a magic kit.
Or ask Mom and Dad if there's anything special you could do around the house to earn some extra money.
A nickel is five, a dime is ten, a quarter 25, five pennies in a nickel, two nickels in a dime, five nickels in a quarter, sing it all the time.
Was a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
I'm gonna start saving now and get a magic kit.
That's the ticket.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Steve speaking.
Hello, this is Benny Messenger from Square Records.
Oh, hi, Mr. Messenger.
We are wondering if the Zucchini Brothers are still interested in pursuing a record contract.
Oh, definitely.
Now, the important question is, do you have admirable traits ranging from A to Z?
I'm confused.
That's a trait we're not interested in.
Mr. Messenger, I'm afraid I'm not following you.
I think a song is necessary at this moment.
Well, how about one from John Lithgow?
A. B. C. D.
Here's the song that goes along with the letters. Are you ready? Here goes. A, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're a cutie full of charm. D, you're a darling. And E, you're exciting. And F, you're a feather in my arms. G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize. J, we're like Jack and Jill. K, you're so kissable. L is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, P. I can go on all day. Q, R, S, T. Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. And you made my life complete. V, you're so very sweet. W, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me. Now this time you help me out.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charm.
D.
You're a darling.
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arms.
G.
You look good to me.
A.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize. We're like Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
You're so mo-able.
Yeah.
Is the love light in your eyes?
Yeah.
M, M, O, P. I could go on all day.
Q,
R, S,
T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. And
yeah.
You made my life complete.
V,
you're so very sweet.
W, X, Y, Z.
It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you, although it seems a silly thing to do.
I-L-O-V-E-Y-O-U.
I-M-M. Love with hey
you.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like KCIE in Dulce, New Mexico.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,270.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Bird note. With their excellent sense of smell, pigs are renowned for sniffing out truffles, a fungus that grows underground and is prized for its taste. But it turns out that some bird species can also find their way to a truffle treat. Researchers working in the Patagonia region of Chile had noticed truffles with little beak-sized bite marks and even watched a bird eat a truffle. The researchers examined the droppings of two common birds, the chicao tapaculo and the black-throated wetwet. They found truffle DNA in many of the samples, suggesting that truffles are a staple of the bird's diet. The findings suggest that birds, not just mammals, often eat truffles. Some of the fungi species eaten by the Patagonian birds look like berries that grow locally, which might help birds see them better.